All right. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So we have Chad with Warhold Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning out of Pennsylvania with us today. Very excited to be speaking with you and learning a little bit about your company and how you've gotten to where you are today. So we'll just
Thank
start
you.
out. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, how the team got started, and what your vision was in the beginning.
So I went into business approximately 11 years ago. It's me. Once we got going, probably within 3 months, I had already hired my first technician who's actually still with me to today. We've increased revenue year after year. At this point, we're about 14 times what we originally started out at our first year. We're running approximately 17 employees at this point. We've bounced around anywhere between 17 to 21, 21 being the highest that we've had. Right now, we're running about 12 trucks on the road as well. And we basically do plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. The majority of our work, I'd say probably about 99%, is homeowner service work and installations. As far as the other 1%, that's our commercial, which we don't really dabble too much in.
Amazing. That is such a story. 14 times from when you started.
Yes, 14 actually at this point, yeah. And
So tell
continuing to grow every day.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about what you've done, how you started out growing and what you've done and changed over the years to fine-tune that growth and that revenue.
So I started out, I actually purchased a vehicle off the company that I had was working for. They were a major conglomerate and they were bought out. So they operated our vehicles pretty inexpensively. And I started out, it was a 10-year-old used truck. Same thing. Just a few months after starting, I was able to purchase my first brand new vehicle. From there, it was recruiting new employees. One of the big things that we've really done is we've trained a lot of employees from the ground up. I got certified in Pennsylvania as an apprenticeship company. So we actually can bring employees in and go through the government system as far as being able to accredit them in the state for their apprenticeship. So we do send them off to plumbing school. We also send them off to HVAC school. Every one of our employees that we do train from the ground up is cross-trained in both fields.
Amazing. So with that program, do they have a commitment to you for a certain amount of time after getting their certificate?
So there is a commitment while they're going to school, yes. And then there's also commitments on the HVAC side. So the plumbing, they have a smaller commitment, but on the HVAC, it's a much larger, about a 3-year commitment. If they do leave prior to then, there is some costs that they would have to pay back. And that's spelled out before they even start working for us.
Yeah, I know that's an amazing program because recruitment, as we know, is probably one of the biggest challenges with growth. So it sounds like you've really
Definitely
handled
is.
that. You've got a program,
Yes.
and it's really a chance to also honor their time at the same time as well. You're giving them the chance to learn, to grow, and then to invest themselves in your company. So that sounds amazing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's worked very well for us. We have a lot of employees. They're still working here from the ground up.
Okay, that's incredible. So tell us a little bit about what's unique about Warhold. Is there something that stands out in the community? What is it that you can say to people that makes you different than any other company?
I think our technicians, we train our guys to go into a house, lay down drop cloths, be meticulous as far as the work. I'm one of those people that I've always just tell everybody, everything has to be straight, everything has to be plumb. The customer, whenever they're looking at something, they don't care what's inside. They can see what's on the outside. We also, a lot of people really like our communication within the company. So from the time you get somebody on the phone, you're going to get a live representative during our business hours. After that, you're going to get a text message the night before confirming your appointment. The next morning, whenever the technician's on his way to your house, you're going to get a picture of your technician, as well as a bio of that technician explaining who they are, how long they've been with the company. Since we're not getting a stranger that arrives at the house, that's probably one of the biggest things that everybody really likes as far as our service goes whenever a technician is on the way. And they can also be tracked via GPS and let you know how far out that technician is. Once we get done, we send you up with a follow-up email that gives you your invoice, phone number to get back a hold of us in case there's any issues or any future work that you would like to get done.
That is incredible. And this is all automated.
It's completely 100% up. Yep.
Amazing. One thing I can say for sure is no one coming into your house is a big deal.
Yes, and of course.
That's why we always say on your website, have that about us page, have the photos, have the bios, because it makes a huge difference, especially in today's world, to have that comfort level when you're opening that front door and letting someone. So it sounds like, again, like you have it completely dialed in.
Yes, definitely. And I've tried years and years of teaching through other companies, and I just brought it on with mine and grew from there as far as what we do. So
I love that. So obviously we know the digital marketing side of things is one part of it, but is there anything else that you do outside of digital marketing that has helped you along the way?
Yeah. So done a lot throughout these past 11 years, that's for sure. One of the first things I got into was business networking. So I joined BNI Inner Circle in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, not far from our office, probably about 20 minutes. I've now been in that chapter for the past 10 years. So we do a lot of peer-to-peer networking. A few of the other things, I was on the one of the boards at the YMCA. We helped out with the community as far as telling them that whenever they would bring bids in, my job was to help review the estimates and see if it was going to be feasible for the Y in order to get that work performed. I was also board president for Habitat for Humanity for 3 years. I sat on the board for approximately 6 years, and I like to say I was the board president for 3 years, where we were able to place numerous people into homes. Probably somewhere in around the 5 to 6 different families end up through Habitat.
That is incredible. And there's so much to be said for giving back to the community. And it's a two-way street, isn't it? You serve the community, and then in turn, the community organically serves you. It grows that trust. It grows that authority. And that is, again, something that is such a big piece of advice to anyone that's asking, how did you get where you are? You have to give. You have to give back to you. You have to invest in your community. And that's how people talk about you, trust you, and really have the comfort level that they have with you. So that's incredible. Are you still Habitat for Humanity?
No. So recently we ended up, I stepped down recently just because of other things that are going on. Like my son's in Boy Scouts and the Scoutmaster there. He just got his Eagle Scout. My stepson's in Scouts. Our daughter does multiple sports. She does travel, soccer. So it got to the point where it was time to turn the reins over to somebody else at that point.
100%. Yeah, I hear you. Life gets busy when the kids are
very busy.
Well, it sounds like you're balancing everything. What about traditional marketing? Is there anything on the traditional side of things that you've found successful?
So as comical as it is, I still do an ad in the Yelp pages. We've gotten a little bit of business from that. Other than that, we've tried billboards. It didn't really work too well. I didn't get much leads from that. Facebook, though, although that's going back to digital, we do have a very large presence on Facebook.
That's incredible.
What about direct mailers, lawn signs, door hangers? Have you tried any of that, or are you doing any of that?
So we have had yard signs, which we've had some success with that. We have not done door hangers or anything along those lines. The yard signs have, whenever we've wrapped up jobs before, we place those in the yards, and they seem to work. We'll get a few phone calls from those as well.
That's amazing. Let's just say you're sitting at a table with a young person who is looking to do exactly what you've built. What would be your number one piece of advice that you say, you know what, if there's anything that you do, I would recommend this?
I would say, BNI has definitely been one of the greatest things that I've joined, not only just from the referrals that I get, we're not calling them leads, they're referrals, probably the relationships that I have built through there with other business owners, which have opened up other avenues for me as well.
Amazing. Yeah. And that says a lot for two aspects, relationship and networking.
Yes.
And having that support, that web of other people to lean on. And I've seen a great deal of that in the different organizations that I get to be a part of and to speak with other members. And I find that there's a drastic difference in the people who plug into things like that and the people who think they don't need it. So I think that's, there's a huge element to that. So BNI is one. Is there anything else? You said Chamber of Commerce that you found beneficial?
Yeah, I am in the chamber as well. I have definitely gotten a lot from the chamber. I also think one of the biggest things is that owners need to get out of the truck. I noticed my business skyrocket once that happened. Then I was able to get involved in a lot more of these aspects. I hear guys all the time that other business owners that I talk to, I don't have time to get into this. I don't have time to go to BNI. You don't have time to get into these things. Get out of the truck. That's where you're going to be able to make your business successful and you're going to run the business instead of letting the business run you.
Yeah, that's the whole concept of buy back your time. Really putting right person, right seat so that you can do what you do best and what you have to do to continue to build that foundation.
Definitely.
You dialed that in again. What, if any, are there any new services or new things that you see coming down the line that you've introduced?
So I think communicating equipment on the HVAC side is definitely starting to take off. Just the amount of efficiency that it can bring. Our market does typically natural gas. There is some homes that don't have gas, so they use heat pumps. There's very few people that do oil, which do not do oil. Who's ever fond of smelling like kerosene for the rest of the day? So I just never really got into the oil. But on the plumbing side, we recently went down to the AHRI convention down in Florida. I took my service manager, my lead technician down there. One of the things I found really interesting, A.O. Smith is coming out with, is a heat pump water heater where the indoor is a holding tank, but then they put an outdoor unit for the actual heat pump side of it. So that I can definitely see starting to take off, especially with the new regulations coming in to the market where they're going to outlaw basically all tanks below or above 40 gallons of gas. 40 gallons for electric, especially in homes where they have a electric tank in the closet where the traditional heat pump won't work. I think those are really going to end up serving well where you have the outdoor unit and a storage tank inside.
Amazing. Okay. Now with Warhol Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning out of Pennsylvania, what would you say is unique to your area or something that might be different in Pennsylvania or in your region that other people don't experience as much?
Our weather definitely is very strange. We will go from one day it being 34 to 40 degrees, and the next day it'll be 90. For whatever reason, it's pretty religious over Memorial Day that it ends up happening. It always happens over the weekends, over the weekend as well. That's probably one of the things. Draw a blank on this one.
Oh, that's totally fair. I think weather is definitely, and I was expecting that comment because you're dealing with this. It's not a consistent, you can't predict it. So you really have to be planning for those changes and be prepared to help your customers in whatever comes their way for weather. So that's a totally fair argument. Is there anything that you are looking forward to doing in terms of marketing, say for 2026, do you have any ideas that you want to try or that you want to move into or that you've maybe been sitting on the fence about and you're finally going to pull the trigger on?
I've used plumbing and HVAC SEO ever since months after my business started. And we do a lot of internet marketing with you guys with the SEO, the PPC. I think one of the things I might start shifting towards is trying to get more into the direct mailers at this point, trying to go a couple new avenues. Like I think plumbing and HVAC SEO does a great job on the internet side. So now I think I need to pivot over towards doing some of the old school ways of advertising. Ever since I went into business, I've been digital, everything I've done. And I love it. I went probably 4 or 5 years without even having an office staff because everything I did was online. But I do think that there is some people out there that don't use the internet or don't pay attention to the ads where I need to get out in front of them with, say, the direct mailers or even possibly try giving billboards a shot again.
Sure. Yeah. And on that note, full circle, fun fact, we are actually introducing direct mail option in the new year.
There we go.
So you got you covered, my friend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Listen, Chad, I got to say, this has been such a pleasure getting to know you, getting to know your story a little bit. And I'm grateful that you took the time to meet with us today and go over just a few of the details that helped you grow. So thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Yeah, it's no small thing to give your time. I know you're a busy guy. And like you said, it's an extremely busy time of year, but we appreciate you and we're grateful for your partnership. And we look forward to seeing what the new year has to bring.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Recording, then we can check. Stopping the recording is all.